Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Okay, now, this video is connecting the World Economic Forum and the Lucis Trust and how they are casting spells for their events, okay? And as with all of my videos, I'm merely pointing out the facts. I'm showing you what they are telling you on their websites. It's not hidden, okay? So the Lucis Trust, formerly known as Lucifer Publishing, who have consultative status within the United Nations and are the spiritual foundation of the United Nations. The Lucis Trust are Luciferians. That's their religion. It's not hidden. Freemason Alice Bailey formed Lucifer Publishing back in 1925, and it was named after their love of Lucifer, who they see as the light bearer, the fallen angel. They see him as a solar angel and see Lucifer's fall into sin as a sacrifice, okay? That's how they see it, simply, okay? They changed their name to Lucis Trust from Lucifer Publishing because they were getting a lot of flack from people accusing them of being Satanists, okay? They make this very clear on their site. They, along with the United Nations, want a one-world government, a one-world religion. Remove Christianity, remove the foundations that society is built on as the 10-point plan for a new world order, which is derived from her books, Alice Bailey's books, which I've talked about in a recent video, Aquarian and Luciferian Agenda. And in Freemasonry, at the highest ranks, they worship Lucifer too. Now, you're going to hear people say, yeah, but, you know, people got the wrong idea about Lucifer. It's the worship of enlightenment. It's about the light bearer. It's not Satan or the devil. And they will say this to make you think it's no big deal. Within these organizations, you have what they call Luciferians of the light, but you also have Luciferians of the dark, who are straight up satanic. And it's a Hegelian dialect within that system. We could attempt to go into this some more, but, you know, it's complicated, and I want to keep it simple for this video. But it's witchcraft, Luciferian witchcraft. It's all the same. I mean, you have white witches who perform white witchcraft, who say, I only cast spells for good. And you have black witches who perform black witchcraft, who cast spells to harm people. But when it's all said and done, it's still witchcraft. Now, when we see these puppet tyrants and world leaders on the world stage, as they call it, going to meetings at Davos for the World Economic Forum or the G7 summit, wherever they may be having it, all of them wearing their suits and talking about economics and climate change, etc. It's all politics and business. But do you think there is any witchcraft involved with these events? Well, here we see the Lucis Trust, formerly known as Lucifer Publishing, who are part of the United Nations, who look after and control the meditation room in the UN building, the meditation room that is stated as dedicated to the God of many names, which is, is it Lucifer? Here is the Lucis Trust, okay, openly telling you they perform spells for these events, and this is sanctioned and approved by the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, okay, because these people are all one. So here we see at lucistrust.org, and this is part of their new group of world servers, which they call World Goodwill, which is a huge group of interconnected people and businesses across the world who are part of this agenda, as illustrated in my recent videos. Here they have this thing called Cycle of Conferences. And as far as I can see, they have been doing this for the past 10 years. And I'll read it out from the page, okay? But bear in mind, it says here at the bottom that they are doing this for the upcoming World Economic Forum on the 22nd and the 26th of May at Davos, followed by the G7 summit on the 26th to the 28th of June 2022 and the UN Ocean Conference the 27th of June to the 1st of July 2022. And this is what they are asking members to do for these events. It says here, The Lucis Trust's World Goodwill Cycle of Conferences project is a worldwide meditation group that joins together in a visualization to help spiritually enlighten the atmosphere on which world conferences vital to humanity's spiritual progress depend. This service initiative involves group invocation of the divine will and its direction as the will to good in the build-up to a selected conference, preparing in advance the right spiritual atmosphere in which it can take place. The group imaginatively projects a lighted seed of will energy and develops it into a pulsating heart center, radiating the light, love, and power of the great invocation throughout the event and its participants. Through visualization, this preparatory nucleus of light can frequently be brought under the gaze of the mind's eye and its inner fire fed with ideas resulting from meditation upon the topic that the conference is focusing. Okay, that's straight from the website. So what does that sound like to you? Now remember, this is the Lucis Trust. They are part of the United Nations. They are the United Nations spiritual foundation. A lot of people keep commenting on my videos. Oh, Hugo, you're talking nonsense about all this Lucifer devil stuff. It's all mumbo jumbo, etc. Look, it doesn't matter what you believe. I'm just showing you the facts. This is here in black and white. This is clearly witchcraft and spells being cast for these events at the World Economic Forum and the G7 summits. Let's look at the wording they use. Here it says, this service initiative involves group invocation. So what exactly is invocation? Okay, the definition for invocation is calling upon an authority. But in the spiritual realm, which this certainly is, it means a formula for conjuring, incantation, the act of summoning a spirit or demon from another world by ritual, incantation or magic. That's invocation, okay? Conjuring, incantation, summoning a spirit. That's what they are saying. It's all written out there for you to see. I'm not making this stuff up, you know. You can check it out for yourself. So basically, you've got Luciferians of the Lucis Trust, who are part of the United Nations, openly stating on their website they are summoning and conjuring spirits, witchcraft, invocation, to empower the World Economic Forum's Davos event coming up this month and for the United Nations G7 summit. And they say they are doing this to prepare the right spiritual atmosphere and for humanity's spiritual progress. So, yeah, there you go. This is what they are doing. And remember, this is the United Nations. I mean, they are part of the United Nations. You may not believe in all of this metaphysical stuff, but they certainly do. All of these puppet tyrants and UN leaders. Now, I'm just showing you the facts. It's up to you if you want to ignore them. The Aquarian Agenda video ruffled some feathers, but it's got a lot of positive comments as well. The majority of the people complaining about it, they never have a counter-argument to the facts that I've shown. If you have a problem with the video, then address the points in the video that you have a problem with. But they can't, because effectively, all I'm doing here is showing you the facts. I show you connections that happen over and over again with the same people in the same places at the same events, which basically eliminates the possibilities of coincidence once you've seen it so many times. And I also showed you a person who is connected to all of those other people, who is attached to a group, who interviews an individual, whose international organization is listed on the Lucis Trust website as an Aquarian group server. I mean, it's all there. I mean, I'm just showing you the facts. And you really should question people who complain about those videos because they don't address the facts or provide any legitimate counter argument to what I've shown them. Because they can't, basically, because everything is factual and backed up by proof. It is what it is. And here in this video, again, I'm basically showing you what they are telling you on their own websites. I'll leave a link to the page I was just showing so you can check it out for yourself. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to HugoTalks.com and I'll see you later.
All right. You know, during that time, we did not get one phone call. When we, you know, folks, we have to, while we played this, that tape. Now, that's not good. That's not good because, but we need to get the information out to you. You need to understand that, again, we are living in the day, just like what we just read yesterday and today, where what God's Word, the Bible, is telling you. If you are a believer, if you are a born-again, blood-washed Christian, you are going to be the enemy of the world. The entire world is going to be against you. Every government of this world is going to be against you. What we have in D.C. is going to be against you. Our military will be against you. Just like, for example, and I want to give you this phone number. I hope you write this down because we have 16 Air Force cadets that will not graduate unless you call. Now, I happen to know they're getting a lot of calls. I happen to know that. But they're not going to graduate unless you call and talk to Lloyd Austin. And demand that you talk to Lloyd Austin. Demand that you talk to him. He's Secretary of Defense. And so here's, and tell him, you know, you cannot do that to those cadets because they refuse to take the kill shot. Now, a lot of their friends are going to be dying off from blood clots, from cardiomyopathy, and other things. But, folks, these people knew better. Besides that, the reasons they gave, all of them gave the reasons that they were, for their stand in religion, because every one of these death shots had an aborted baby cells in them. And so, folks, again, here's a number you call. Please write this down and please call for these people. You know, not only do they tell them they're not going to graduate, but they have to pay something like $45,000 a year back. This is not right. So here, the number is, this is Lloyd Austin's. Remember, he works for you. You pay his salary. Remind him. 703-692-7100. That's 703-692-7100. Or 703-695-5135. 703-695-5135. All right, here. So please call that number and help those cadets out. You know, they've gone through this. They should have a right to graduate and not be denied because they're Christians. All right, right now we need 2,900. We need 2,900 is where we're at, and we've got approximately 38 minutes to raise 2,900. So there you go. All right, let me see.
Wanted to remind you, John 15, if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. John 15, 18, 19.
All right, very good. Let's see. Jim in Michigan pledges 60. Connor in New Hampshire pledges 50. Or, whoa, he pledges 500. Connor in New Hampshire pledges 500. Steve in Michigan pledges 200. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amazing the difference a zero makes, remember?
Yeah.
A little placeholder.
Absolutely.
I've got three headlines that go together.
Well, get her done.
An abortionist at the House Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday, Dr. Yashika Robinson, OBGYN, talked about she was upset. It's inflammatory, she told Congressman Chip Roy of Texas. Of one of the things you all have done throughout this hearing is just use inflammatory language as you talk about the care we provide. I'm a physician and a proud abortion provider. Well, they asked her questions about abortions, and they didn't like to hear when they brought it up, and he talked about the aborted baby parts and selling the baby parts, and, you know, they get all upset. Well, then they had another abortion.
Wait a minute. What is her name?
Her name is Dr. Yashika Robinson.
Yashika Robinson. I'm not going to call you doctors. Dr. Seal, you're a bloody abortionist. You kill. Now, here's what God's Word, the Bible, says about you. God's Word, the Bible, tells you in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, that your skirts are filled with blood of the innocent. That your skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. In Romans 1, God's Word, the Bible, says, you continue in your uncleanness. You continue in your uncleanness. Now, here's what God says. You wicked old woman. You wicked old woman. You're unclean. But you don't have to be unclean. You don't have to be nasty. What you could do, what you can do is you can repent of that. And, you know, every single, you know, and here's the good news, you wicked old woman, is that only sinners can get saved. If you repent of that, if you repent of that and ask forgiveness, you won't have to be wicked anymore. You won't have to be unclean anymore. You can leave that. And you don't have to be on a road to a burning lake of fire. If you were to die right now, you'd end up in that burning lake of fire. God said that. God said that. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, the other person testifying, the House Judiciary had an abortion access and care and a pro-abortion advocate, Amy Ehrenbeid, the executive director of a nonprofit group called Avow Texas. Anyway, during the conversation, she was asked, what do you say a woman is? And she answered, I believe that everyone can identify that for themselves. Well, then Congressman Bishop, Dan Bishop of North Carolina, said, do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions? She didn't skip a beat, looked him straight in the eye and said, yes. Now, think about this, because he thanked her for answering that, because they have always used this, only women can have babies, only women need an abortion, and men really shouldn't have expressed opinions on abortions. I've been hearing that for years. You're a man, you shouldn't have an opinion on abortion, because you can't have a baby. And now, they're saying that men can become pregnant and have babies, so I guess now, Pastor Ernie, you and I as men, we can now have opinions on abortion, finally.
Well, not only that, Joe, but I've been thinking maybe by this weekend I might become voluptuous.
Hey, you and I can't, never mind. We can't manage normal, let alone. Yeah. Hey, and then there's one more I've got to add to this. This is insanity, folks. This is what the people on the far left, these are, like I said, they're not the loyal opposition. These are evil, wicked people that must be defeated. Over in jolly old England, they have a midwifery. Their health care is very different, and most babies in England are delivered by midwives. And they have a university there in Edinburgh, that Scotland, that turns out the midwives. Well, the whistleblower came out and said, now they're teaching the midwives how to catheterize penises. You see, sometimes when there's a labor delivery, they have to learn to catheterize a woman to drain her bladder during extended hard delivery. And so now they're updating their whole course because the midwife may be caring for a birthing person who is transitioning and may still have male genitalia having a baby. And that's right, this course was taught by a PhD in a college that male people with penises can be having babies. And the one person writing said, I firmly believe midwifery has been captured by the trans lobby. They're teaching them now they have to refer to birthing people rather than women. They have to use they instead of she. Perinatal instead of maternity. They can't say breast milk. It has to be human milk. And the whole world has gone screaming nuts, you know.
Well, you know what? For myself and for our audience right here and for all the doers of the word, you'll never, ever, ever hear us conforming to that absolute lunacy.
No.
That is never, absolute ever. Lunacy. And these people that are doing this, God has said you're incontinent and reprobate. Now listen, you see, when God has said it, that ends the argument, because God has never lost an argument. He's won every one. So when I just told that wicked old woman, that abortionist, she said she was a physician. No, God says she's a murderer.
Yeah.
And she's wicked, and she's unclean, and she needs to repent, or she's going to burn in hell. That's what God said.
Yeah.
Okay?
And well, so, remember, the Father, God is called the what? Supreme Judge of the Universe. When you look at our founding fathers and the Constitution, when they, you know, said that they were forming this great country, they said what? Appealing to the rectitude of the Supreme, blah, 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 blah. I'm having trouble with the exact words. Judge of the Universe.
All right,
he
Coach.
Not only the creator, but judge.
Coach pledges 60. Lisa in Fort Worth pledges 50. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Lisa. 888-281-1110. Boy, we got to do something to get these lines ringing. We're running out of time. Boy, we got 30 minutes. 30 minutes to raise up the rest of what we have to have. And so here you go, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We got to get these lines ringing tonight, because we got 30 minutes tonight and less than 2 hours tomorrow to raise enough money for the entire, all of next month, so that we can stay on the station that you're on. And folks, I'm not going to take any time to say it, but just the fact is, we don't get paid for doing this. We volunteer our time. We volunteer our own expenses. So we need your help to stay on this. And we will never, ever do what the others are doing to you out there every day. When NBC, ABC, CBS, we will not betray you. What Fox News is doing, we will not betray you like they're doing. And we're asking you, too, if you get a copy of 2,000 Mules, please show that copy. Show that someplace, because we have to let all of them and all of the fake news media, including Fox, know that we are going to get the truth out. We're going to get the truth out. We're going to do it one way or the other while we're here. So you might as well just quit your lying. There you go. Right, Joe?
The truth will come out, and God says the truth will set you free.
You know, Joe, the Bible says, woe unto you, Richmond, woe unto you, Richmond, woe unto you, Richmond. Swiss billionaire who is spending tens of millions on Democratic Communist Party, reportedly he's not even a U.S. citizen. That's right. A Swiss billionaire investing millions and millions and millions of dollars. And in December 2021, we reported on three billionaires who gave millions and millions to buy the election. They donated over $200 million to the Democratic Communist Party to stop President Trump.
Trump.
George Soros, Pierre Omidyar, and Hans-Georg Wess donated millions and millions to the Democratic Communist Party. Hans-Georg Wess was the richest man in Switzerland. He donated $135 million. There you go.
Folks, what we need is something real simple in this country, and you can work on it in your state. Start locally. I believe that only a person who can vote should be able to donate. And if it's in your state and you can vote for that person, you can donate. But you should not be able, I should not be able to donate money to a candidate who's running in New York, nor should someone from California be able to donate and swing an election here in Missouri. It should be simply, if you can vote, you can donate, and that would get corporation money out. Corporations should not be able to donate money. PACs should not be able to donate money, because none of those entities can vote. We need to make it simple. You can start with laws and state legislature. We've got to go back to that simple idea of the truth You know, and like God said, it will set you free. And here's some truth. Way back, the U.S. Supreme Court looked at a ruling. It identified actions in which the government did have a right to intrude upon religion. Now, think about this. And it said these activities included, in the name of religion, you could not have human sacrifice, polygamy, bigamy, concubinage, incest, infanticide, child murder, abortion, parricide, and promotion of other immoralities. And these acts, even if done in the name of religion, would be stopped by the government, since according to the Supreme Court, they were subversive of the good order of the people and were overt acts against the good order that God had established. So early on, our founders, even if you claim abortion as a right, as a religion, no. It was never acceptable to the founding fathers under any circumstances, shape, or form, because God what? God gave us life. Life was number one.
In all 50 states, Joe, had a written position condemning abortion as child killing and murder. All 50 right. states up to Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm. And then they found these per numbers in the Constitution. In other words, yeah. Hey, I've got a warning to give everybody. Pastor, you've been talking for years. Please, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system, right? This year, and I'll give the credit, Fox Digital News did a study, and they looked at sex crimes. There were 135 teachers and aides have been arrested this year, that's since January 1st, on child sex-related crimes, ranging from pornography to rape to some severe abuse. And they said many of these arrests weren't publicized, so they are not counted, which means the true number is much higher. And for an example, it had a Anthony Phillips in Cupertino Middle School there in California, Sunnyvale, California. Aggravated sexual assault of a child, forcible penetration with foreign object, forcible penetration with a foreign object on a child. And there are several others that I didn't even want to read. They're just as bad, forced sodomy, all kinds of stuff. This is what's going on, and they figure, as I went through the story deeper in, they're quite worried that the number could be double or more what they had picked up on.
All right, Wiggum pledges 75. I think Lisa in Fort Worth pledges 50. John in Michigan pledges 100. Norma in Chicago pledges 100. GB Lightning pledges 60. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, one and all. Yes, we appreciate every single one.
All right, Joe here. Meet the Branch Covidians, an apocalyptic medical extremist group of tyrants whose avid followers participate in genocide by vaccination. Remember,
genocide by vaccination.
That's right, Joe. Here's what I did. I got into, and I told people back in March of 2020, Joe, I told people right here, you were with me, that these shots were meant to kill. This was a part of the world depopulation.
That's why now, you called them kill shots.
That's right. And this is why, but because they haven't heard it on NBC, ABC, CBS, their conditioners and their trainers, out there, they still, it hasn't dawned on them, but we've been telling you these kill shots. We're here. Science is no longer evidence-based when it comes to medicine in America. It is a new religion that's all faith-based. Do you believe in vaccines? Do you believe that wearing face masks all day and all night works to prevent the spread of COVID? If not, you will be persecuted for not believing in the new religion of faith-based science. If you buck the system, your conspiracy theories will land you strung up on a cross, bankrupted and forced to inject it with prions or burn at the stake like a witch. Put out deadly, put out deadly remdesivir, and to choke you to death ventilator in the hospital. Meet the Bratz Covidians, an apocalyptic medical extremist group of scientists, doctors, and patients, and propagandists who have one end goal in mind, coerce the rest of the world to practice their religion or die. There you go.
That is an interesting way to get that across to people, isn't it?
All right, Jerome in San Diego pledges 50. Thank you, Jerome. Julie in California pledges 100. Thank you, Julie. All righty. Jill. Spies who lied. We reported on this about 6 weeks ago, but now here, good news. The good news, Trump attorney now is to go after 51 Intel experts who lied about Hunter Biden's laptop from hell just days before the election. These are 51 dirty cops. 51 dirty cops there, and you know a number of them who lied. The former head of the CIA, do you remember him, Brennan, John Brennan?
Brennan, yes, John Brennan, one of the great liars.
The former head of the NSA, Clapper, the former head of the FBI, all of these great, 51 great liars from the DOJ, they all lied. See, you know, Joe, here's something that they either don't know or they don't care, but they will, because God's word, the Bible says, lying is a sin. Lying is a sin. Now, we believe that. We believe that. We believe that it's wrong to lie. They believe they're required to lie. And this is exactly what they do all day and every day out there. And what's happening, they become numb to it. But what does it say in Revelation 21:8? All liars will what?
Have their place in the lake of fire.
That's exactly right. All liars will have their place in the lake of fire. All right, Mike in Cleveland pledges 20. There you go. Whoa, boy, we've got 18 minutes, Joe. 18 minutes left. 888-281-1110. Hang on, we'll be back. Well, maybe not. We've got some. Okay, here. Okay, we will be back there in the control room right after this. Don't go away.
Because I know
he
holds me. and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives.
Because he lives,
because he lives,
I can face tomorrow, because he lives,
because he lives,
all fear is gone, because I know,
yes, I know,
he holds the future.
One day I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he reigns.
Because he lives,
because he lives,
I can face tomorrow.
Alrighty, we're back, and you know, Joe, you know, bring up Pastor Hell. Okay, Pastor Hell, bring him up.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
here.
Yeah. You know, over the years, I thought there was, on several occasions, many occasions, that I was about to cross that river, okay? Believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there don't like what we do here. They don't like what I'm doing, and they don't like certain things that I talk about, especially when we break these stories. So I've had at least seven attempts where people have tried to kill me. They've tried to shoot me on a couple occasions. One tried to stab me. One poisoned me. A couple tried to run me down. But anyhow, but I was ready to cross that river. And folks, and I'm going to tell you, like that song, that was Esty, Brian, and myself. But because he lives, we can face tomorrow. We can. That's exactly right. Listen. This is reality. The world hates it out there, but here's the end of it. The end of it. Christ lives, and we will too. And so, but here's the other thing. Right now, I got to say this. We've got 10 minutes, and we're still $2,300 short of having our goal, folks. We need to hear from you, because when I'm telling you that we've come close to going off your stations, you wouldn't believe how we had to scratch and fight to stay on. Many of you out there don't realize just by the skin of our teeth that we stay on those stations. We're coming into summer. Summer is always a really hard time for ministries, not just this one, but for all of them. People are taking vacations, and this year, and they might not be taking so many because they can't afford gas prices. Thank you, Joe Obama Biden. Right. But
yeah.
Anyhow, so we got to hear from you. We got 20 minutes left, or 10 minutes left to hear from you. And so that number is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. James in Illinois pledges 20, and Curtis in Washington pledges 100. That helps them.
That helps.
Okay, we're still 2,000 short. We need to hear from you. 888-281-1110. Again, what we've just told you, you know, brought you tonight. And by the way, if you don't get our newsletter, you really need to get that newsletter. We get people calling me all the time thanking us for that newsletter. Again, it's like what you hear here. It's exactly what the world out there does not want you to know. And folks, you need to be prepared, like we told you last night. You know, they're going to change soon. They're going to change your currency, and all your paper dollars are going to be worth nothing. And we will let you know as soon as we know that it's coming. We'll let you know. We don't keep things from you out there. Our job here is to warn you what the opposition's up to. But we need your help to do that.
Yeah.
And right now, we need it right now. We need it with 8 minutes left in tonight's program. 8 minutes left. We need your help right now, big time. So we need some pledges of maybe 1,000 or 500. We need some major pledges.
We need, you know, God has blessed some of you out there with a lot of different talents. And I've said it before, but usually people who have the talent for running a business, making a lot of money, put a lot of hours in, don't have a lot of time. And this is one way, a donation to a ministry. This is a way for you to lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven, because God has said when you support a ministry, you share in all the blessings of that ministry. And we have the King's Word School of the Bible, Pastor Hal, the trucking ministry, there's a Right to Life ministry, the prison ministry, and some of us are in hospice and other duties. Any good that is done that blesses, praises the Lord, is a blessing to Him. You get to share in that blessing, and God will reward you for it. You have His word on it.
That's right. And
so it's something it's a way for you to. We reach more people than a lot of these political action committees that people donate a lot of money to. But you know, a minute ago you were talking about that dirty 51, those national intelligence agents that lied. I was reading one of them, a former CIA officer, John Cipher. He knew what they were doing, and he boasted and took special pride in swinging the election away from Trump. Quote, this is John Cipher, CIA. I lost the election for Trump? Wow. He said, well, then I feel pretty, pretty good about my influence. And this was written by reporter Divine, I'm trying to think of Miranda Divine, and she wrote, the arrogance of these deep staters tells you that they believe they will get away with lying to influence an election. All of these 51 agents, none of them had looked at the laptop, none of them had looked at the...
Joe, I got to jump in here real quick. Thank you, Joan. Joan just pledged 1,000, and... We need 1,200. We have 6 minutes to raise 1,200, folks. 6 minutes to raise 1,200. All we need is for three of you to donate 400, or two of you to donate 600, or four of you to donate 300. But we have 12 minutes. Now we have.
There you go.
Not 12 minutes. We have.
How good you are with math again.
5 minutes. We have 5 minutes now. And yeah, you're talking about Hunter Biden. You talk about John Brennan, Leon Panetta, Mike Hayden, Michael Morrell, and James Clapper, all of these
and
people.
John Cypher, and there were a lot of these other ex-spooks. See, not one of those people had seen it, looked at anything, and yet they went out there and said, we know it's Russian disinformation. When you know nothing, haven't looked at the information, that is an outright lie. These people need to be punished. They interfered with an election. They used their official titles and capacities to deceive a nation. That's treason, folks, when you deceive a whole nation on purpose.
Remember what Chuckie Schumer said to President Trump? If you're going to take on the intelligence, you're going to take on the deep state, they got six ways to Sunday to get you.
To get you back.
The corrupt, that's right, and they're corrupt like Chuckie Schumer. There's nothing about Chuckie Schumer that's not corrupt, not one thing. And you know what? No one has ever proven that he's ever told the truth. Not.
We need to throw the bums out and put some God-fearing, Bible-believing people in there and let them clean house.
All right, Gail in Illinois pledges 100, and Walter in Staten Island pledges 20. Okay, we got 4 minutes, folks. 4 minutes. We need about 1,100. 1,100 out in 4 minutes. So, again, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673.
Three.
Now, I wanted to do this quick because, again, like we've been telling people, you're not getting the right news. You're not getting the truth. And I don't care about all of it. And that includes Fox News. Human rights investigators find, now listen to me, human rights investigators find neo-Nazi torture chamber with corpse in the Ukraine. That's right. We've told you about this group. Now,
there's three or four sides to this story.
While the Western world has blamed Russia for invading Ukraine, and by the standards of international law, Vladimir Putin's invasion certainly is illegal. The so-called victim in all of this mess isn't so innocent either. The longer the war progressed, the more we learned just how nasty and corrupt Ukraine really is. And to be honest, that makes sense, given that the Bidens were involved in very, very shady deals in the Ukraine. According to the Great Game India, human rights investigators have now found neo-Nazi torture chambers inside the country, and they look as though they've been well used against Russian troops. In fact, Russians and Donbass investigators have gathered volumes of evidence dating back to 2014 on probable war crimes committed by Ukrainian neo-Nazi organizations against Russian forces, Donbass militia members, and civilians. Additional proof of similar acts have also surfaced since Moscow launched its demilitarization campaign in Ukraine. Now, folks, I got to stop there because I'm running out of time. But we definitely need to hear from you. All right. Let me see. Where did I leave off? Where? Okay. Now. Let me see. I'm looking at the board. I left off with Curtis in Illinois pledges 100. Michael in Cuyahoga Falls pledges $518. Deanna in Newburgh pledges 100. Okay, so that's got to be getting us down. We got to get getting close right now. We got to be within about, we have to be within about $600, I think, of getting there where we're at. So, folks,
we just let the Lord touch the hearts of some of the listeners out there. Somebody help us. We do our goals day by day during Pledge Week, and then we try and spend the rest of the month just.
Okay, Harry in Akron pledges 200. I think I know which Harry that is. Okay, we're getting close, folks. We got to be down to about $400. I think we're about 400 short now. We got Pastor Hal. He's going to give the invocation. And, folks, while he's giving the invocation, you still have about 5 minutes to go call in. We need about 400 left, and I'm running out of my voice. So, Hal.
Okay, folks, But listen, King David would say to all of you, is there not a cause? That's what he said when he went up against Goliath. And in Ephesians, Paul said that we're supposed to get into the battle, rise from sleep, put on your armor, and get into the fight. When you stand before the Lord, you don't want to be ashamed that you were too apathetic, too lazy. You let the devil have his way and destroy this country. God wants you to get into the battle. There's a battle going on out there. So you as Christians got to get off your rear ends. You got to put on your spiritual armor. You got to take the word of God, and you got to go out there and fight the battle for the Lord Jesus Christ, for his honor and glory. They're waving their fist in the Lord's face and scorning him and everything else like that. You can't let them do that. You got to make your boast in the Lord, raise his banner high, and lead people to Christ. Now, listen, Jesus loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's what takes place when you go to God and say, God, you know I'm a dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinner. You know it, and I know it, and I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul. God said when you repent, he said, repent or perish. And repent means ask God to forgive you and mean it. And so if you want Jesus to come into your heart, he said in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, asking him to come into your heart and be your Savior, he'll do it. It's a free gift. Now, if you want to do it, we can do it together. I'll lead you in a simple prayer of faith. But even though we're praying together, it's directly between you and God. Because God's knocking at the door of your heart right now. But he's leaving it up to you whether you're going to open up that door and receive his salvation or not. If you want it, let's pray and ask for it. Dear God, I'm a sinner and I repent of my sins. And I know Jesus died on that cross and shed his blood to pay the payment for my sins in full. And I here and now ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins and save my soul. Give me eternal life. Give me a home in heaven. I'm trusting you and you only for my salvation. Not the Pope, not the Catholic Church, not my good works, not any saints that went on before me. Lord Jesus, you did it and you said it is finished when you died on that cross and shed your blood. And the Bible says in whom we have redemption through his blood. It's not the city's water system. It's not baptism. It's through you asking Jesus come into your heart and him taking his blood and washing your soul clean and giving you eternal life. So if you haven't done it, do it now. Do it. You heard that prayer. Just God's going to do it if you mean it and mean business with him. And then get out there and be a Christian warrior. You know, when you stand before the Lord someday at the judgment seat of Christ, you don't want to be ashamed that you were a coward. You don't want to be ashamed that you didn't do anything to help fight the battle for the Lord. Be a David. Be a King David right now today and go against the enemy. And just ask Pastor Ernie or anybody else what you can do to get in the battle and earn rewards in heaven for the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Well, you did a very good job, but we are out of time. Folks, I think we made it. I think we made it for tonight. So, thank you. Till tomorrow, good night.
Night.
God bless. And always, let's do it. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.